Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, December 12, 2018 is Laurence Olivier. Laurence Kerr Olivier, Baron Olivier, May 22, 1907, July 11, 1989, was an English actor and director who, along with his contemporaries Ralph Richardson, Peggy Ashcroft, and John Gielgud, dominated the British stage of the mid-20th century. He also worked in films throughout his career, playing more than 50 cinema roles. Late in his career, he had considerable success in television roles. His family had no theatrical connections, but Olivier's father, a clergyman, decided that his son should become an actor. After attending a drama school in London, Olivier learned his craft in a succession of acting jobs during the late 1920s. In 1930, he had his first important West End success in Noel Coward's Private Wives, and he appeared in his first film. In 1935, he played in a celebrated production of Romeo and Juliet alongside Gielgud and Ashcroft, and by the end of the decade he was an established star. In the 1940s, together with Richardson and John Burrell, Olivier was the co-director of the Old Vic, building it into a highly respected company. There his most celebrated roles included Shakespeare's Richard III and Sophocles' Oedipus. In the 1950s, Olivier was an independent actor manager, but his stage career was in the doldrums until he joined the avant-garde English stage company in 1957 to play the title role in The Entertainer, a part he later played on film. From 1963 to 1973 he was the founding director of Britain's National Theatre, running a resident company that fostered many future stars. His own parts there included the title role in Othello, 1965, and Shylock in The Merchant of Venice, 1970. Among Olivier's films are Wuthering Heights, 1939, Rebecca, 1940, and a trilogy of Shakespeare films as actor-director, Henry V, 1944, Hamlet, 1948, and Richard III, 1955. His later films included The Shoes of the Fisherman, 1968, Sleuth, 1972, Marathon Man, 1976, and The Boys from Brazil, 1978. His television appearances included an adaptation of The Moon and Sixpence, 1960, Long Day's Journey into Night, 1973, Love Among the Ruins, 1975, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, 1976, Brideshead Revisited, 1981, and King Lear, 1983. Olivier's honors included an Etude, 1947, a Life Peerage, 1970, and the Order of Merit, 1981. For his on-screen work he received 4 Academy Awards, 2 British Academy Film Awards, 5 Emmy Awards and 3 Golden Globe Awards. The National Theatre's largest auditorium is named in his honor, and he is commemorated in the Laurence Olivier Awards, given annually by the Society of London Theatre. He was married 3 times, to the actresses Jill Esmond from 1930 to 1940, Vivian Leigh from 1940 to 1960, and Joan Plowright from 1961 until his death. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:10 UTC on Wednesday, December 12, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Laurence Olivier. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ivy. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.